Tina.
Hey, okay. We're getting ready to start the meeting. You good?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to put you by the recording and the speaker.
Okay.
Can you turn that up?
How about now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
That's as loud as it goes. All right, you guys ready? Ready? All right. All right. I'd like to open the meeting for the North Lyon County Fire Director's meeting. It is Thursday, August 17th. It is 6:11. And we'll have the chief lead us in the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball. As you wear your Aces hat. All right, I'd like to recognize a moment of silence, please. Okay, we'll move on to number two, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation. It has been properly placed on an agenda for subsequent meeting. Public comments are limited to 3 minutes. Do we have any public comment?
No internet.
No internet? Anybody have any public comment? Okay. We want to consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered routine and may be acted upon by the Board of North Lyon County Fire Protection District with one action without extensive hearing. Any member of the board or any citizen that requests that an item be taken from the consent agenda discussed and acted upon separately during this meeting. 3A, review and approve a board agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Okay.
Second.
I have a motion to approve.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any nays? No nays. So we have 5-0. Number four, consideration.
Can you guys please be sure to speak loudly since we don't have Zoom going? We're working off of the microphones.
Perhaps roll call votes.
And yeah, roll call votes and loud and speak.
Okay. Number four, consideration, discussion of possible action regarding job performance of Joseph Mendoza, including possible discipline and up to the including termination.
Director McCassie, I, as last time, would suggest that it would be appropriate for Chief Nichol to not be here present for this.
Okay, so Chief, you're excused.
And I'm sorry, Becky Brew, on behalf of the department.
Okay. We are going to move on to number five. It is a closed personal session for consideration and discussion of job performance of Joseph Mendoza. Is it still a record that you would like to keep in an open session?
That is confirmed. I want it to be an open session with everybody.
Okay.
I also want to confirm that I've been released from the line so that I don't have to respond in the middle of this meeting. So I'm allowed to stay for the duration of the meeting without being responsible to respond with my group.
Okay.
No, I'm asking.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. There was an email out earlier, and I thought that was a good idea, too. But they found someone to fill your shift as a captain.
Okay.
Was that email sent to everyone?
Was it sent to me?
Yeah. It went out to everybody.
No, it did not.
Oh, it didn't?
No. It was between you. Casey Miller, for the record, is between Chairman McCassie, Attorney Becky Brew, and... I think Aaron Mortensen, the City of Burnley attorney, and it was decided yes, myself, Stephen Emery, and Chief Nichol discussed it, and yes, there was coverage found during this, or trying to find coverage during this time, but he was released from duty during the time of the meeting.
Okay. Well, thank you for correcting that.
So do I put time, Joe Mendoza, for the record?
You're still being paid, yes. You're just not so running calls right now.
Okay. All right. Session open to consideration and discussion of possible action regarding job performance of Joseph Mendoza, including possible discipline up to including termination.
Director McCassie, if I may make a couple comments, mostly housekeeping. Becky Brew, on behalf of the department. Last meeting, there were some documents that were presented to the board from Captain Mendoza that were attendance records, certificates of completion. Just officially for the record, those, it would be appropriate if for you to accept those into the record as part of what the board packet. And also today there were emails that there was a statement that was provided to the board from Battalion Chief Myers that should also be consideration to be accepted by the board.
Do we all have the letter from Chief Myers?
Yes.
We all recognize that?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Do we need to make a motion to accept it into as an exhibit, or no?
I don't believe you need to. It's not going to hurt anything to do that. If you want to, as a formality, I don't think it's necessary. But
okay, I'll entertain a motion.
Okay.
Speak loud, please, James.
So I entertain the motion to accept the email that was sent to us by Battalion Chief Tim Myers as part of the core packet.
Okay, I have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any nays? 5-0 to accept that.
And sorry, Becky Brew, can you also make a similar record regarding the documents that Captain Mendoza gave you last week? Because I don't think it was formally addressed. It's
for the certificate of completion?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
I'll make a motion also to accept the certificate of completion from Joe Mendoza from his training into our board packet as well.
I have a motion to accept. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. All right.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion.
Well, hang on one second. I have one bit of housekeeping I need to do. Captain Mendoza, do you have anything else to add that may pertain to this?
I do have something else to add.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I have one more thing I need to make a record of. I apologize, Becky Brew. Last week when we adjourned, that was because Director Callagy had requested a recess because he had some questions for Stacy Norbeck and for Jeff Coulomb, who had provided the email regarding Captain Mendoza's conduct at the training. At your direction, I contacted them. They all agreed that they would entertain questions in writing, not appear here. And so based on that, I sent an email to all of you, inviting all of you to, if you had any questions, to submit them to me, and that I would then provide them for response from Stacy and from Jeff. I was told by all the board members that there were no questions. I've also contacted Captain Mendoza through his attorney to allow him the same opportunity to present questions. And I did not hear back from his attorney, but I spoke with Captain Mendoza before we went on the record, and he confirmed that he did not have any questions for Stacy or Jeff.
Okay. All right. Just want to make a motion so we can accept that record, too.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept the record.
I'll second it.
Okay, I have a motion to accept and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any nays? No nays. All right. Captain Mendoza, do you have other stuff to
submit? Captain Mendoza, for the record, I have a statement from a student of the full pack training, and I'm going to read the statement and provide you guys with a copy. But his statement is, to whom it may concern, my name is Tony Wilson, and I was an attendee at the Essentials Management Pullback training earlier this year in Carson City. It was brought to my attention that Joe Mendoza was supposedly being disruptive and unprofessional on the last day of training, according to the third presenter. I would like to start by saying with all honesty that I see how his comments and answers could have been taken in a sarcastic manner, as his answers were in response to questions that were given with a sarcastic presentation. If the presenter himself was looking for a professionalism the entire time, it would have been difficult for any person in the room to decipher wanting intrinsic professional answers. I and many others were there the whole time, and I didn't feel that Joe's comments, behaviors, or demeanor was unprofessional or disruptive of any sort during the duration of the course. I can also say with utmost certainty that not one person had said or complained to me about Joe, while I can say with confidence and vivid memory of hearing multiple complaints about other attendees and presenters. However, Joe's name was not mentioned during any of those. I hope this brief statement helps with the person that seems to be falsely accused of something that did not happen in the context that it was perceived. I would gladly answer any questions or concerns that anybody may have in regards to the training, as I was able to attend this training with Joe. For the record, I don't even know this guy. I've met him passing. He was a student that sat across from me. This is Tony Wilson, an assistant principal at SSES, and all his contact information is here.
And you have a copy for each of the board members?
I have a copy for each of them. There is multiple other students that were in that class that I believe I would get the same statement from. And he is, I believe, a Lyon County employee for the school district.
Joe, do you have another for Casey?
Of course. Sorry.
Director Kalicki, I'll make sure you get a copy of this.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'll send it to your email. Okay.
Can we proceed with the motion to have that added as well, please?
Absolutely.
I'll make a motion to accept this letter from Tony Wilson as part of the board packet.
Okay. Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Any nays? No nays. 5-0. Okay.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
Mr. Mendoza, or Captain Mendoza, with this letter being presented to us today, and you're advised that you don't know who this person is, right? What prompted this person to write this letter, and when was it written? Because there's no date.
I do not have a personal relationship with this man. I met him at the class and ran into him at the Fern Stock event. And when I noticed his face, I told him what was going on and asked if he would be willing to write me a statement. He then emailed me that statement in hopes that he could be here today, but he may or may not show up.
Okay. The only reason why I ask is because it's not dated, and 100%. Also the class is not dated, but it is accepted into the board packet, so
absolutely.
I just wanted
to... No, that's very good questions. And his phone number is on there, his email contact is in there, and you guys can contact him directly.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions or comments?
I got some questions. Okay. I apologize for not being here at the last one to ask these then. Just for my own clarification, Captain Mendoza, do you feel the email from Stacy Norbeck and Mr. Jeff Colum are accurate as to your behavior at this training?
So I could review both of their emails. As far as the one with the instructor stating that I was disruptive and being argumentative with them, I would say no, that is not accurate. I wouldn't believe anything or agree with anything that he says in his email. In regards to Stacy's remarks, in regards to me being late and calling Pullback and saying I'm getting off shift, I will be there shortly, that is all accurate.
Follow up, you were late to this because you were on a call, so you got delayed from the station to get to the training, is that?
Captain Mendoza, for the record, negative.
I understand.
Our last calls were on 4 o'clock in the morning. I slept till 7. And I did normal station duties for our shift change. Washed rigs, do report reviews from the night before and or the day before from the crews as their captain, and completed a report myself, I believe, that evening or that morning. Cleaned the room and did a handoff report with the Captain Duncombe.
Okay. And so, and this is attached to this as one issue, I'll just make it one issue. Your attendance isn't disputed, but you showing up to this class on time, you relate to this class. by the same amount of time that they mentioned in the letter?
Yes, I would agree with that.
Okay. All right. So to go from there, we have, you were coached or written reprimand, it looked like, regarding that? Is that how I understand this? So exhibit four, directors. April 20th, overtime was an issue for this class, and it was discussed that Captain Mendoza was late to the class, which he doesn't deny. This was a mandatory class, based on how I understand it. I'm not sure how you guys understand this. Excuse me. And he claimed that time, and it's being disputed that he shouldn't have claimed that time. Captain Mendoza, when you left the station, did you go straight to this training?
I went straight, and then I realized I forgot my book, turned around, went to my office on Cottonwood and 95 alternate, and picked up the 3-inch 3-ring binder because it had the weeks prior curriculum that we were adding to on each session. This class was a 4-part class, 2 days, 2 full days, 1 week, and then the following week was, I believe, another 2 full days. I believe it was the following week, maybe not 2 weeks in place, but I had filed it with my schooling stuff in my bookcase, and taking off in a rush, I passed by it, forgot I had it, turned around, Tiger Field, came back, went to my office, picked my book up, and then went off.
So from work to this training, you had maybe a delay of 20, 30 minutes. Is that reasonable to assume that distance and time of travel?
Correct.
Okay. And the overtime you claimed, because it's being brought up as a reprimandable subject here for time card fraud, which is a grievous offense, as we've learned over these past couple of decades in the fire service in Nevada especially. To me, it seems like you went straight from work to class. You're not allowed to leave before your charting and reporting is done, from my understanding of our policies. So you couldn't cut out time to get out any sooner. Do you think that's accurate to say?
Correct.
Okay. So on that...
Just for record, what time does shift end?
Shift ends at 8.
Okay, thank you.
And this class started at 9, I believe, 9 a.m.?
I don't recall.
Yeah, I believe
it was 9 a.m.
And this class was held where again?
Carson City.
Okay, so it's going to take you at least...
At the office.
Okay. Is that about an hour drive, Becky? No. Hour plus?
10 minutes.
Give or take, yes.
Okay. All right, I mean, from my point of view, and I ask this because we're here, and this is a discussion we'd have had behind closed doors, but we're going to have it openly, as you requested, Captain.
Absolutely.
I think the best way to find an airtight case is to shoot holes in it ourselves to see if it sticks or holds water or whatever. So that's why I'm asking these questions, to see if it's defensible. Because if we can avoid lost money and service delays and, excuse me, adding more to the plate that we've already quite filled up, I'd like to avoid some of this stuff. So this to me sounds like it shouldn't even be in here. Have you ever had an issue with time card fraud related items in the past?
Negative. If there's anything, Joe Mendoza, fire captain for the record, if there's anything, there's time that doesn't get put down when I'm here doing district activities. And for instance, I was allowed to put down time for mileage or a request for mileage, reimbursement, as well as meals, which I didn't because I was willing to take that for myself considering the state of our district financially. And so I didn't even go for the full amount of what was actually owed to me for that. But in regards to having another issue with fluffing time, we'll call it, that is a no. I volunteer more hours here than...
Yeah, and per the chief's letter that you signed as receiving, you were allotted, this was a mandatory class, you were allotted overtime for this class plus travel.
Correct.
Is what it says. So I see why claiming that time is violating anything.
So real quick, I have a correction to state. The letter that is in your guys' exhibit was never given to me in response to a verbal warning. And I just recently found out that was put in my file without even me knowing. That letter was a response to the second check or the second time card where I put in the notes. Let's read it together. In the notes section, I didn't even know I was docked time until 2 weeks after, or about a week and a half after payroll was complete.
Last page.
Thank you.
So when I realized my overtime was cut short, I went into Casey's office, had a quick conversation with her to ask why my time was cut short. She stated, Chief says, you were late, that Pulpak gave them a call. And then I explained to her what I just explained to the district was getting off shift late, grabbing my book, and then heading into Carson City. At that point, Casey Miller stated that she will talk to the chief and figure it out. On the next time period, when our time cards were due, to remind her and to refresh her memory, I put in the notes, was shorted OT last pay period, please make right. Now, this is over a month now from the time this has already happened. When I made that note on that time card, I was given an email with that letter attached. There was no coaching, there was no counseling. There was this essentially threat of you're not getting it because you were late and Pulpak called me. That's the first time I've seen that letter. I did not sign that letter. I did not know that was going to be in my file as a negative note or evidence within my personnel file, which is a violation of the contract per our current CBA. And I never signed it, as you can tell in that letter.
So I have a question. The employee time report says pay period April 2nd to April 15th. The letter that we have regarding the overtime is dated April 20th. When you wrote the note, was shorted OT last pay period, please make right. Was that dated?
That letter is dated correctly because we're a week behind on payroll. So the timeline matches up perfectly with that letter.
Okay.
There's a week from the end of pay period and then the check in the mail.
Okay. So I just want to get the timestamps clarified.
So we have an approval from the fire chief for your overtime. It was approved for education leave right here. So I don't see a time card fraud there. You get off at 8 o'clock to a class that starts at 9 o'clock to a location that's an hour and 10 minutes away. Unless you've solved like quantum entanglement, I don't see that being possible. So this to me is like really grabbing at straws for I'm not sure what. This seems like something we could have just discussed and been done with.
But for record, you showed up to class at 10:30.
I don't know. I don't recall.
Was there an attendance, a sign-in of some kind? That
there is an attendance sign-in sheet, and I did sign it. And I believe Stacy's email even states that I was there an hour and a half late. So if you want to go to her email to review it.
That's what she says, is that you were an hour and a half late to that training.
So all the time matches from the documents and evidence that you guys presented me with.
And it's, yeah, I mean, how do we validate either way? It's word for word. But we know for a fact that you get off at 8, you can't leave until certain things are done per policy. So even if you did get out of here on the dot, you would still be late 10 minutes.
Yes.
All right, so, okay. So that's my issue with the whole time card fraud. I don't see time card fraud as one of the five of us here. I think that's a weak case to even push in the first place. As far as the conduct, we're going word for word. People unsolicited are sending unsolicited letters in both directions. What day of the class, because the way the email reads, it says it's the same day. Stacy emails Becky the same day of the class at 12:24 in the afternoon of the date of you showing up late. That's a pretty quick turnaround time from Joe is late an hour and a half to, we immediately pull a trigger on an email that Joe didn't show up. That seems like a very, very fine trigger to me. Why that didn't come out later on, or if it was brought up because of the possible behavioral issues that are stated in Jeff's letter, it's hard to say. Now we've got conflicting record here of attendees of the class saying one thing and one of the people instructing the class another, so.
Just one interruption. Director Callagy, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just checking. All right.
All right, so I don't know, that seems really sudden and quick on that email turnaround that Joe was late. Especially with everything considered in the claims of retaliation, it certainly seems like our time frames are super, super tight. And in all my years in this department, time frames have never been that tight. Not to say that that's the case, it's anecdotal, but we are government after all.
May I add something here?
Yes, sir.
Jerry McCassie. If I remember correctly, last week when questioned, Captain Mendoza confirmed he did not get there.
Hold on 1 second.
I'm not sure. Do you think that's getting picked up on the recording?
Yeah, recording's right here.
Okay.
And Director Callagy, please state your name.
Yes, if I remember, Director Callagy, for the record, if I remember correctly, one question last week when we did propose a question to Captain Mendoza, he confirmed that he did not get there till 10:30.
Correct.
Okay.
All right.
I know we're not. It seems we're not talking apples and apples. We're talking apples and oranges.
I think what we're talking about here is the time Captain Mendoza showed up, the time he reported on his time card, and that the actions of behavior prior to that with the instructors is really has nothing to do with the time card proposal.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I feel, Mike, I agree. I think the behavioral complaint there triggered the email, which then looked at the time, the late time, and all that. Again, playing devil's advocate here, is that something that we're confident is going to be watertight? Because if it's not, I mean.
Well, I think if you come in at 10:30 and you put down that you were there at 9 o'clock, that's pretty airtight.
Where is it documented that I put down at 9 o'clock? And where is that evidence?
That's because the class was a 7-hour class. You were paid for lunch plus an hour drive time. That's 9 hours. The additional hour and a half was getting there at 10:30.
So I get shorted on overtime when my drive time is more than an hour?
But I think
you
we
get shorted. I think we've made the point here that 9:10, that's not, that's that 10:30 is not 9 o'clock or 9:10.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yeah, Mike, would you agree that an hour and a half of that then would be illegitimate to claim?
With no, the, I think the drive time, they got paid a drive time plus a 7-hour class plus lunch. That's 9 hours.
Okay.
The other hour and a half had nothing to do with drive time. He didn't show up until 10:30.
Yeah.
If he left at 8, if his shift was over at 8, he drove by his office on Cottonwood and he came back, that was the additional 10 minutes that he still didn't show up on time for.
So the argument, Joe Mendoza, for the record, your concern is me putting down 10 minutes more
it's
than what you...
It's not 10 minutes, it's an hour and a half, Captain.
Okay. So on the time card, it shows 9 hours, 7 hours for a class that I completed 24 hours of, hour lunch, and a half hour each way for Carson City?
You were paid for your lunch also.
Yeah, so that's an hour and 10 minutes plus okay. 7 is 8 hours and 10 minutes.
I think the
plus an hour back is a 9 hours and 20 minutes.
I didn't mean to interrupt it, Captain Mendoza, Dr. Callagy, for the record. What time did you show up?
I don't recall. It was
one more time.
The issue, I don't recall. The issue we're talking about is in March.
Excuse me, Director.
No, we do.
Yes.
They are speaking over top of each other, and so it makes the record harder
to record.
So they can each
I apologize.
That's okay. Well, your question was what time did he show up to class? And according,
what time did he show up?
And according to the email, it was 10:30.
Right. Last week, when questioned, Captain Mendoza did not deny he showed up an hour and a half late.
Okay.
So there's a discrepancy, Mike, you would agree, of an hour and a half?
Absolutely.
That he shouldn't be getting paid for?
Correct.
And shouldn't have claimed?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Was that all?
Yeah, that's all I have. Thank you.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Captain Mendoza, do you have anything else on that subject?
I think the last thing you were checking was the sign-in sheet, or did we have a copy of the sign-in sheet?
I don't have a copy.
No, okay.
All the evidence you guys have was presented to you from whoever gave it to you.
Okay.
I don't have a copy of that sign-in sheet.
Okay.
All right. I just wanted to dive into Exhibit 2, which is the evaluations. Exhibit 2 and 3, excuse me, which are the two evaluations and a couple of irregularities that I'm just looking for clarification on, and a comment that I'm observing here. My comment is, we have a six-month evaluation and a one-year evaluation of exceed standards. And at 1 year, you should have come off probation, and that was on 6/22/23 is when you signed that, Captain Mendoza. Going in line with the ongoing claims of, because this is all interconnected, the retaliation, the this and that, and everything going on, when was the letter submitted by the union to open negotiations?
The letter to be submitted for open negotiations was January 31st, when the verbal assault took place.
And when did, I apologize, when did you submit your complaint against the district for that issue?
That issue was immediately submitted through my attorney. I believe that was my first day of shift, and the morning of February 2nd is when my attorney contacted the district in regards to my complaint.
Okay. And from my own personal experience, it seems like we've had this ongoing from that time forward of a labor management breakdown and a tenuous environment around the station, from what I've gathered from our meetings and input from everyone. Again, I'm looking at time frame, directors. It's so close. It could be easily construed as retaliation. Just a thought to put out there for you guys. Certainly don't want to let things slide that shouldn't slide, especially things as egregious as time card fraud, or even if it's you know, not meant to be so. That's an important thing to look at, but this is all happening in a certain time frame that makes this look not great. Not to let things slip, though, I'll make that point.
Director Callaghan, you had something to say.
Again, I think we're veering off what we're talking about here with the time card issue. You know, it's not what was agenda. Am I correct?
You're correct.
Okay, I think we need to get back on target here.
Oh, we're going through all the exhibits, Mike. We can go back to that if you'd like.
I don't think there's any question on the time card. We clarified it was a...
No, Mike, I agree that there's a question over an hour and a half of claimed overtime that possibly should have been claimed. I agree with you. Mike?
Okay, I think that's the line we need to... if that's what we're addressing, I don't know what we're going back to January for. It has nothing to do with the time card issue.
Sorry, Mike, I talked over you. I'm just trying to establish timelines.
It has nothing to do with the time card issue, is my concern.
There's other issues that we should be looking at if we're looking at this as a whole.
That's not what we're looking at right now. We're looking at the time card issue.
Okay. What else would you like to say on the time card issue, Mike?
I think what I said is said. I think we need to go forward with the motion.
Okay. There's other things I'd like to discuss, though. So we're not going to stop discussion because we want to rush to a motion. Moving on to the evaluations, your six-month evaluation, Captain Mendoza, was... And let me make sure I'm getting my days correct here. You were promoted, and per your evaluation, your hire date, your position date as captain was 7/1, but your hire date was 7/13, and that's 2022. Is that correct? Is that when you were promoted?
Captain Mendoza, for the record, that is correct.
Okay. So on your six-month evaluation, that should have ended 12/31/2022. Exceed standards, great work. And then at the end, this was signed in June. So you signed 11 months into your probation for a six-month evaluation.
That is,
And then on the same day, per the dates on these evaluations, we did a 1 year at the same time. Does that sound right to you? Did you sign both of these at the same time?
I did sign both of them. Captain Mendoza, for the record, I did sign both of those at the same time. But there was an incident 6 months prior to even seeing the 6 month evaluation and a 12 month evaluation. And on around the 6 month mark, I knew we were supposed to be getting into some type of feedback. As a fresh captain, I wanted to know, what was I doing? How can I correct myself? What can I do better? What was I doing wrong? I did sit Chief Nickel down in my office and asked him for that feedback. It was a very brief comment, which he stated, you're doing good, pay attention to your crew, keep up the good work. It was never documented, but I tried to solicit a actual 6 month evaluation, which wasn't complete. And I was okay with that. He just said, go ahead and do it. I mean, you're doing good, keep up the good work, pay attention to your crew. And those were the words that he left through that outside door. And I did not see a 6 month evaluation until my 12 month was done. And that was after I was moved from the supervision of the chief and then placed into the supervision of the district board of directors. And I signed both the same day in the copy room with Battalion Chief Myers.
So Jay Rodriguez, director for the record. Captain Mendoza, you said you solicit for a review. Was that verbally, or were you able to email?
So Captain Mendoza, for the record, it wasn't via email. It was him passing by. Normally, we used to have a relationship where we could just say, hey, Chief, what's up? How are you doing? What's going on there? There was a great relationship there at one point. And I sat him down in my office. He took a seat in my office in the living quarters. And I asked him, hey, we're halfway through this probationary period. What can I correct? What am I doing good? And in that moment, he just said, legitimism. He goes, I got to go, Joe. I think he was going to the city council thing. He goes, pay attention to your crew. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a good job. That was my official 6 month evaluation from the district. This one was brought up after all the stuff came up. And they, in my opinion, wanted to prove that they're actually following policy. I'd like also to make for note that this is the first 6 month evaluation anybody's heard of in here. Even though it's in the policy, it's never been followed. And we could go back to everybody's files and see if that is true. So even the 6 month evaluation was an attempt of retaliation, in my opinion.
Director Jay Rodriguez, for the record, would that be a question that we would be able to ask our HR person to validate?
It's all personnel file information.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, if I may. It's personnel file information, but if what is being discussed is just to look at the files and determine whether anyone else got a 6 month evaluation, that's not going to require the disclosure of anyone's name. It would just be doing an audit of the files to make that determination.
Okay. Director McCassey, there's a conflict though in your evaluation and the note that you made, not noted administrative action or discipline. But then we have a letter from the Battalion Chief Tim Myers that did your evaluation, and it basically states that there had been an issue, but then you were given a written?
It says
verbal.
It says coaching counseling session.
Coaching counseling. I'm kind of confused why you would write that knowing that there had been a situation.
So the situation you're bringing up is the Cottonwood situation, which was part of your guys' investigation that you had on my hostile work environment investigation. And that was brought up because the chief went out to solicit a statement months after that incident, which I have documentation upon documentation, and I will hold on to that so that I could use that in my legal action against the district. And it was, my investigation was closed, and Becky Broche could attest to that, because the investigator reached right out to her and asked if he should reopen the investigation because of the ongoing harassment.
Okay.
The investigation was reopened. You guys should all know about that if you guys actually read the investigation. And there was nothing said about that incident whatsoever, because this was something that was being doctored up. The moment that when we had a debrief on that incident, they told me that the principal was upset, and I thought they were actually joking with me when they casually brought it up in that base. There is falsification of documentation on the district's behalf on trying to document that months later. And I got all that proof, so we could go down that road too if we want to continue.
Okay. Any other questions, comments?
I've got more, sorry. We're almost there. I guess the high altitude view on that is we have two evaluations that are fantastic, and then all of a sudden this all happens. To me, that seems odd. Definitely is quacking like a duck. I apologize. I had one more thing I wanted to ask. Captain Mendoza, would you elaborate more? You had mentioned that you had a letter, and I believe you indicated it was this letter regarding the time card issue that the fire chief had signed, and you weren't made aware of that letter? Is that what you were saying?
The letter that has the two hole punch on the top? Dated April 20th, 2023?
Could be. I got to dig into my pile here. I apologize. It was, here it is, yeah. Two hole punch, April 20th, 2023, RE overtime. You said you'd never received this?
I received that in an email.
Okay.
And that was it.
All right. And then you said it's in your file?
I did a personnel file audit for myself with another captain.
Okay.
And that was in the last few weeks. The district has it documented. And I was shocked to actually find this in my file, because this violates our CBA and policy. And just to note, I haven't filed a grievance for that one either, so our grievances aren't just being thrown out there willy-nilly. But this is a violation of the contract. This was put in my file. This letter was sent to me in response to the note on my time card that says, please fix overtime. This was what I received from the chief. I never got sat down in an office. I never got coached or counseled over this. I never was told this was going to be my verbal. I never signed this as a verbal. I never signed this noting that it was going into my file, and thought that this was just his way of giving me a memo, essentially. Okay. Never knew that this was disciplinary. At that time, I stopped because of everything that has been going on since January 31st. I was actually exhausted, and the more time I put in there to try to get an hour and a half of overtime was not worth it for me. And that's why I didn't pursue it further.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Anyone else have any questions, comments? Director Callaghy. Director Weed.
No more comments.
I'd like to make a motion.
Okay.
I direct the motion to the chair.
Oh, wait a minute.
Do they need to go back? Do they need to go back into. Or are they still in open?
They've always been in open.
Yeah.
There's no reason to go back into open because it was never closed. Thank you.
Director Wheeler, motion to the chair. I move to terminate employment of Joe Mendoza based on his egregious policy violations effective immediately, and for the board of directors to issue a notice of termination to Mr. Mendoza through the district board chairman to include the banning from this district property without the consent of the board directors, the district fire chief, for a term of 1 year.
So,
I second.
Have a motion. We have a second.
We can discuss after the second. So, not long ago, we had another employee of the district who we're not going to name. We're not going to name specifics. This person had two open complaints for hostile work environment and other just hostile actions, cursing at employees. They got off with the hand slap of verbal, and that was it. And now we want to terminate an exemplary employee on paper for a time card infraction. that wasn't discussed beyond what we see here and other things that came up after the fact. This is, I'm no attorney, I'm no judge, we're going to lose this if we do this. We're going to lose money. We're going to waste taxpayer money. We're wasting our own time if we terminate Joe Mendoza. Now, the time card fraud is egregious. That needs to be discussed specifically for that. I think that there should be a verbal at a minimum for that. The rest of it is hearsay, frankly. We have only one person saying that this happened from Coolpack's side, and we've got one letter in opposition to it. That's hearsay as far as I'm concerned. If we terminate Joe Mendoza, we are making a massive mistake, and this will hang over all of our heads until it is over. Regardless if we move out of state this month or end of this year, it's going to follow us.
Duly noted from Director Murphy.
Okay, I'll agree to Director Murphy's.
I have a motion and I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any nays?
Nay.
Nay.
So I have Director Wheeler made the motion and aye. Director McCassie made an aye. Director Callaghan made an aye. Director Rodriguez made an aye, and Director Murphy said nay. Okay, with 3-2. Okay, so with that said.
Can we get a copy of the motion he has that written out, please?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Becky, where do we go from here?
Well, so because this is the situation we find ourselves in with open meeting requirements and notice requirements, the time will start. The board has 5 days to issue a written order, but because of the notice requirements, I would suggest that written order be provided tonight. Okay. So that all of the board can sign, because all of the board members need to sign, and so that can be provided to Captain Mendoza, so that his appeal rights can be protected.
Okay.
So what I would suggest is that if you can write the order that. That you can, it can reflect that a motion was made. It sounds like Director Wheeler has that motion, so that can be attached, and then all the board members can sign.
What is Director Wheeler scratching out on the motion?
We'd like to see it?
Yeah, we'd like to see it, absolutely.
Okay, so should we take a 15-minute recess to complete all this?
That will give you a minute to, that'll give you 15 minutes, yes, to write the order, and then we can go back into open, and everybody can review it, and there needs to be a way on the written order to indicate who voted aye and who voted nay.
Okay.
So,
do I have Casey fill this out and then we sign it? Or would you like to, as a back attorney, do that?
I think it's appropriate for you to do that,
okay.
Director. You can request Casey to do it if you'd like, but...
That way it's clear what the motion and vote was.
I don't understand the motion or the it was written and read from you guys.
Okay, as soon as Joe brings it back, we'll write the vote down on there. Harry, can I have that copy, please?
I'm going to need one of those for the board packet, too, please.
Okay, Director Callagy, correct spelling of your last name, please.
C-A-L-L-A-G-Y.
Thank you, sir. Jay, correct spelling of your last name.
R-O-D-R-I-G-U-Z.
And then
Murph. M-U-R-P-H-Y. It's on the letterhead of the agenda.
So what I would suggest, I would request that if you can adjourn, there's no reason for everybody to have to sit and listen through to, okay. You know, when we're talking about administrative matters right now, so I can make sure that this is, the paperwork is in order. So.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and take a recess instead of adjourn.
Yes, sorry, yes.
All right. So it's reopened. Where's the disk? Oh, we don't need the disk.
It's no internet still, sir.
Okay. All right. We're going to reopen the meeting, and then we're going to reread the motion to include the policy violation. Are we clear on that? Okay. I'll reopen the meeting. Okay. Director Wheeler.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to reiterate my motion. I move to terminate appointment of Joe Mendoza based on his egregious policy violations effective immediately, and for the Board of Directors to issue a notice of termination to Mr. Mendoza through the District Board Chairman to include a banning from the district property without the consent of the Board of Directors or the District Chief for a term of 1 year, with clarification of the violation being 12.1.1.2, falsification or of making material omission on forms, records, or reports, including applications, time cards, and other district records.
Okay. Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay.
Discussion. And Director Wheeler, I'd ask that you amend your motion to not include termination, but to make this a verbal reprimand with preceding coaching as well. It'd be the more appropriate course of action before we walk this district into yet another lawsuit.
My motion will stay.
Motion stands. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays?
Nay.
Paul Murphy, nay.
Okay. All right. And that is that. So we're going
to
take a...
Director McCassie, I don't believe that you need to stay in open session for us to then prepare the written order, but I would request that you all stay and so that we can get that finalized tonight, and then it can be emailed to Director Callagy for him to sign.
Okay.
And it can be issued to Captain Mendoza as soon as everyone has signed it.
Okay. With that said, we'll move on to number 7.
Okay.
Recording in progress.
Discussion and possible action to revise and transfer supervision of Captain Mendoza and Captain John Scisconi to alternate designated supervision. I be honest with you, I don't believe in this. We are, as the board, in charge of discipline. But I believe the day-to-day operations is still in the chief's hands. So, with that said, I have a motion, and then we can. I don't believe it's hard to run an operation if you keep taking away responsibility. But the board is already in charge of supervision. Do you agree on that?
I agree with you, Dan. And before we had discussed components of this in prior meetings. Nothing is meant to handicap the chief's ability to run this department. That's what we had appointed him to do. And if he's just in what he's doing, there should be no extra levels or insulation for any of this. He just does what's right, and then we come to the right conclusions. So I agree. We don't need this.
Okay. So we probably don't even have to. We can just pull it from the agenda.
We should just come to the right conclusions in the first place.
So if I can clarify, because I'm confused, that's not that hard to do. But are you saying that you do not want to any longer be the supervisor of Captain Mendoza or Captain Criscione, that you are transferring that supervision either back to Chief Nickel or to someone else?
I think that's where the confusion is. We've never had supervision, but we had discipline.
Correct.
Correct.
To clarify, yes.
Okay.
And it was clear.
So we don't want to change that.
So it was clear before that the day-to-day supervision was not in the hands of the board. So are you saying that it is your motion to maintain as the board the discipline of Captain Mendoza and Captain Criscione, so the change that was made at the June 15th meeting will stand? Is that what you're saying?
That is correct.
Okay.
So we just kind of agree to just pull it because it doesn't have any bearing at this time. Okay. We'll move on to number 8, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it's been properly placed on an agenda for subsequent meeting. Public comments are limited to 3 minutes. Yes, sir.
I think you're making a grievous error. You're punishing somebody who came before you with a small discrepancy. There's obvious tension between the commander and him, the time chief, I'm sorry. Everything else in his record is nearly perfect. You don't have anything else except an hour and a half, which he's shown you the reason why it existed in the records. He tried to come to you when there was a discrepancy and solve it. You didn't do anything to solve it. You put false records in his personal file. And now you're going to dismiss him. And I'm pissed because it's going to end up costing this city money, a lot of money. Congratulations. Stupid.
Thank you for your comment. Next person.
My name is Katie Mendoza, for the record. First, I find it ironic that the board is responsible for conducting a hostile work environment investigation and making a decision on someone's future with the department, has members of the board that cuss at citizens during a public forum in an aggressive manner. Second, I would like to make a comment based on the board's decision to terminate Captain Mendoza. On Thursday, June 15th, 2023, you, the board, and I quote, voted and approved the transfer of Captain Mendoza's supervision to the board related to the discipline and performance issues for at least a period of 6 months, end quote. With that, I would like to point out that only 2 of 5 members of the board have fire experience. With that, more than 60% of the board lack the professional competency to properly evaluate Captain Mendoza. Also, those that do have the professional competency to properly evaluate Captain Mendoza have yet to accompany him on a 48-hour set to see how he performs his duties and responsibilities as a captain for North Lyon Fire. During the board meeting on Thursday, July 20, many of the board members claimed that they volunteer their time to run this board efficiently and effectively like a business. However, I would like to know which of you business owners of the board would allow someone without professional experience within your industry to assess your performance. You wouldn't. Since Becky Brew, attorney for the department, mentioned numerous times in the board meeting on August 10th that the board is to act as the chief to evaluate Captain Mendoza's performance, how can a board who, by the standards outlined in a North Lyon Fire Protection District employee performance evaluation would earn a score of 78 over 195, which classifies as needs improvement? How can a board who needs improvement by department standards properly evaluate a fire captain who exceeds standards? That would be like a new cashier evaluating a business owner. That cashier has no experience in the business dealings of the business owner, like most of the board members have no knowledge or understanding of what it takes to be a firefighter. It is unfortunate that people who lack professional competency just terminated a man who has poured more than a decade of his life into this department and this community. You are not a people first department, you are a person first department, and that is a shame.
Thank you for your comment. Anybody else?
Erica Walton, for the record. I myself experienced a hostile, it was just an aggressive and hostile environment. When I was here yesterday, I observed the chief and Callagy's speaking about Joseph's case, and I decided to record it. I was invited to come forward and record more of it, and then cussed at because I was invited to record. So I personally, myself, have just because of being here in support of Joseph about the hostile, aggressive, and just, for no reason, I was cursed at three times. And if it wasn't for Ms. Casey getting in the way, I don't know what he would have done because he was aggressive. That's all I got to say.
Thank you for your comment. Anybody else? Do we have anybody online?
We have two people online, and they are still muted, sir.
Okay. All right, then we are adjourned.
Before we adjourn, Chairman, I know we don't have director reports, but I'd just like to comment if that's acceptable to the board.
Absolutely.
Cool. First of all, I want to apologize for my last two meetings not being here. New job, I don't have flexibility with schedule up until next month, so that should not be an issue going forward. I do apologize. One thing that really struck me is disconcerting. This last meeting, as I understand it, we approved the hiring of an assistant fire chief. Is that correct?
No. We approved to go out and recruit through Western Fire Chiefs only.
Okay. But we're going to spend money for that process to recruit?
We're not spending money for that, no, sir.
It's a free service that they provide?
No. They provide until the individual is hired, whoever that may be.
It's a year.
1 year later, then they'll take funding.
So do we have plans to fill the vacancies of fire medics in this department? Because we just went to the taxpayers not long ago after a decade at least of asking for more money, and we're not filling vacancies in our staffing. So we've already gone back on the promise we made in that last election cycle when they gave us 5 more cents of their assessed valuation per $100.
You can make an agendized item so we can have that discussion.
It will happen eventually,
okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to throw that out. I was a little disgusted to hear that, but I wasn't here to make that known, so that's my own fault. And that's all I've got for right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
We are adjourned.
So can I go home now?
Thanks, Mike. Yes.
Did we plan this one, Becky?
We'll email it to you, and then you can sign it from there.
Well, the motion was to terminate
please.
Immediately, and so.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
So can I get somebody from the district?
Recording stopped.
I'll find that out. And
Joel, I'll go with you to gather your personal belongings since this wasn't thought that far ahead.
Yeah.
I thought you were really not
perfect. All right. Thank you.
You'd have thought.